North Korea announced that the United States may well receive an unwelcome Christmas gift. POTUS seems unfazed, although he is struggling through a NATO meeting where he is criticizing French President Macron for stating that NATO is brain dead when he, in fact, has frequently questioned the value of the alliance. Then POTUS abruptly left when other leaders made fun of him in what they thought were private conversations. Really? The USMCA continues to bounce around Washington. Some commentators' hypothesis is that Mr. Trump has trapped Democrats by including changes to the labor, environmental, and other provisions of the agreement that are important to Democrats. Chairman Neal of the Ways and Means Committee is a strong labor advocate and is quoted as saying, "By any standard, what we have already negotiated is substantially better than NAFTA, and labor enforcement, in my judgment, is the last hurdle. I am not sure those changes will equalize the cost of manufacturing among the member countries, nor will it substantially impact manufacturing jobs in the U.S. That said, for our region, passing the USMCA remains critically important as it creates stability." In another twist, POTUS is discussing the easing of drug protection to break the deadlock on the USMCA with Democrats, although not much chatter is coming from the Democratic caucus on this subject. "We have long awaited action and anticipate that whatever version of the USMCA passes, and Canada will then take it up and vote in favor. It's worthy of note that Mexico passed this legislation quite some time ago and will need to act again on the new version." Christmas is coming, and Christmas trees are for sale on many lots around the country that only come to life during this time of year. Did you know we buy over 17 million Christmas trees and that it takes 19.7 square miles to produce those trees? In terms of the forest that we have in this country, that is a pretty small number. An inventor who created a solar-powered boat in Canada abandoned it in Newfoundland, and it washed up 2,000 miles away on the Irish coast. Puzzled locals discovered it in 2016 in County Mayo in Western Ireland. It seems like the inventor, Mr. Small, is a better boat builder than he was a renewable energy genius. Simultaneously with the declining life expectancy, fertility rates in the U.S. fell in 2018 for the fourth straight year, extending a steep decline in births that began in 2008, as there were only 59.1 births for every 1,000 women of childbearing age in the country last year. These two pieces of news could be very troubling in the long term. If you will, the end dropping off both ends of the spectrum. On the other trade war fronts, President Trump on Tuesday warned that the trade war with China could go beyond the 2020 election, while China issued its own warning indicating that it may institute countermeasures against the U.S., along with banning military visits to Hong Kong. This disruption followed the imposition by POTUS of tariffs on Brazil and Argentina, threats to impose tariffs on the EU, with the French immediately asserting that they will retaliate. By the way, the market fell 350 points. Chaos continues. The House Democrats released the Ukraine impeachment report, which focuses on the Ukraine affair and obstruction of justice. Just a note, in the Nixon impeachment process, the refusal to respond to subpoenas was an article of impeachment. Obviously, the report received loud boos from the Republican side and applause from the Democratic side. How this develops and what the results are will be very interesting to watch.